Tucked away behind the Sitka Pioneer Home, which provides state-run senior housing and care, is a cozy yellow building. The entryway is filled with tiny jackets and boots. These old nurses' quarters now house Mount Edgecombe Preschool. Twice a week, the students visit residents. They read stories and sing songs to the elders. Together, the young children and the older adults solve puzzles and play games like balloon toss.
There it went. Get it.
You got two there, Mama.
That's Pioneer Home resident Anna Winters. She says spending time with the kids gives them a big boost.
I love to see those kids come in every week. It's fun, and they give us a little bit of craziness that we can take too.
A little craziness and a lot of affection.
Well, we've got some of them that hug, and I like huggers. And they make you feel good. They make you feel like a human. I mean, they make you feel so good inside and outside.
Resident Galen Instanus appreciates story time because it helps him combat boredom.
It keeps us entertained all the time. In fact, it's kind of surprising how disciplined they are. Pretty sharp, I think.
Pioneer Home Activities Coordinator Sky Workman says the change she witnesses in residents when the children arrive is palpable.
Brings a connectedness and builds relationships and brings joy and growth, and benefits from that are just so huge. It's kind of immeasurable.
It makes the residents feel more connected to the larger community as well, even if they don't have any family in town. Research shows that increased socialization can decrease loneliness and reduce the mental decline that often happens when living in a nursing facility. Mount Edgecombe Preschool has existed for 30 years, but has only been connected to the Pioneer Home since 2003. Preschool Director Lori Whitmill says the shared time isn't just important for the residents. Her students gain a lot from it, too.
Yeah, our main hope is that they just feel comfortable and get a sense of appreciation and enjoyment for older people as competent, interesting, fun human beings. And so that we can do our own little part to kind of combat the ageism that I think is so prevalent in our culture.
Some research suggests kids who have early contact with elders are less likely to engage in stereotyping based on age. Whitmill says that many children in Sitka have grandparents in the lower 48, which makes them a bit unfamiliar with the aging process.
And a lot of them do start our program over there feeling a little nervous, not quite sure they want to do it. But now at this point, our kids are excited if it's their turn to go and disappointed if it's not. I think we're making progress. And in fact, after one of our recent outings over there, as we were walking back, one of the children said, "Did you notice how happy the grandmas and grandpas were?" And then another child said, "I think they really like us."
Resident Anna Winters definitely likes them. After the balloon toss, she was sad to see the children go.
Come back again, please.
Winters doesn't need to worry. They'll be back next week. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.